stay is good. I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I hope you understand. I don't need fortune.
Welcome back. It's your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Hyde.
Very humble.
Welcome to the bunker. Mossberg Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems Studios. Here with the Vulgar Vogger, Matty G, the Peanut, Kevy Kev, on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
It is outstanding.
A lot of folks out fishing.
Do you know what today is?
Down to trout places.
You know what today is?
What is today?
Get hooked with MDC Free Fishing Days. Today and tomorrow.
That's awesome.
You want some free fun outside in nature? Get hooked on fishing. Missouri Department of Conservation, free fishing days, June 8th and 9th.
How about that? Hope your day is good, right?
Oh, yeah. Go out. There's like free fishing down at the trout parks.
Funny, my text just popped up, said, good morning, handsome. Yeah, that's great stuff. Go catch some fish, huh? How about squirrels? Is squirrel season open? I've lost. Yeah. Contact with, you know, the mulberries were out a while back. I hope people got to hunt them on the mulberries, man. That's fun. That used to be my favorite thing to do, is hunt squirrels. I loved hunt squirrels. What else you got for me, Vulgar Vogger?
I've got news.
You got news?
Ooh, today.
Ooh.
There is proposed changes in the non-resident permits for the state of Missouri.
Oh, yeah, that's important. We need to announce that. That's right. I remember they just was talking about that.
They're looking at it. An example, daily fishing tag. Currently, it's $7. They're proposing it, moving it to $8.
That's not a big increase.
Our neighboring states, we're a bargain, and it's $15 on our neighbors is the average of the eight states that touch us.
Make it reciprocal.
And I one time said, why don't we make it what theirs are? And
yeah.
Old Fat Boy told us, no, let them come to Missouri and spend their money.
Yeah,
sure. We want that. And like a spring turkey permit. A non-resident landowner is now $190. Proposed price, $224. And the neighboring state's $165. But we still want their money. Come in.
Yeah.
And one of the others is changes to landowner permits.
Isn't it something, Matty G, how fortunate our listeners are to get to hear this great
driving
information
news
from
the
Vulgar Vogger.
Every week, it's great.
It's amazing. They're so fortunate.
They don't realize how fortunate they are.
They really don't.
Changes include acreage requirements, registry, and discounts for non-resident landowners. The Missouri Department of Conservation is proposing three changes. Proposing three.
So lucky to be listening to this.
First, the Missouri Department of Conservation is proposing adjust the acreage requirements from its definition of a resident landowner, going from 5 acres to 20 acres.
Okay.
And second is proposing the implementation of a landowner registry to qualify for landowner permits. Third is Missouri Department of Conservation is proposing discounted deer and turkey permits for non-resident landowners with 75 acres.
That's cool.
Of more to contiguous tract.
Did you mention the non-resident turkey and deer tags? Are they, you have those on there?
Non-resident.
I think they're raising those too.
Well, like a non-resident spring turkey is now 190. They want to go to 224.
Okay.
Okay. And fall turkey is 110, and they want to go to 130. Deer is 225. They want to move it to 265.
Wow, that's good. Quite an increase.
Average neighboring state, though, is $361. And archery hunting, we're $225 right now. They want to move it to $265. Average archery in the states that touch us is $398. So I think we need to bring that up, and that's not something to go, oh, bad guys, they're taking care of what I think is important.
Got a message here, an important message I need to update our listeners. It's states need to take the donuts or sugar away from the Vogler Wagner. Interesting.
Oh, no, no donuts. No donuts, please.
Take it a reward for after the news. If he does the successful newscast, then he can have the donuts.
He looks like a seal when you open a donut box. You notice that? Clapper saying. What else you got?
I've got
and you can throw a donut. He will catch it in his mouth.
Oh, well, I feel like this needs to be done, if anything, for our own entertainment.
It's bad you can't see it on radio.
Right.
Go ahead, Bogart.
It's Get Hooked on Fishing. I've done that. Stoddard County angler takes record black buffalo.
Buffalo? I thought buffaloes were stink.
Sucker, the Missouri, congratulates Joshua Lee of Bernie, Missouri, on his record-breaking
fish, right?
70, okay. Yeah.
All right.
I was going to go over there, and I didn't want to. I thought that's left open for you. But it's a 76-pound black buffalo sucker shot in Stoddard County. Lee shot the fish while bow fishing on Duck Creek Conservation Area, Pool 1, April 21st. Previous record weighed 74 pounds. We beat it by 2 pounds there. And suckers are one of the dominant groups of large fishes in Missouri water. And fishes, doesn't sound right. But exceed the head of other combined Missouri state record fish. National Trappers Association. Why is it good to go to this show?
It's always great. You got to see, that's what it's all about. I said years ago, in my seminars 30 years ago, I used to talk about support the trappers because they're going after the trappers. They get the trappers, the bow hunting's next, the guns are next, the gun hunting is next. And people, you know, didn't believe me back in those days. And look how trapping and fur market's been attacked. And you can learn so much about wildlife.
And scent.
Scent and all that, but you can learn about how it all works. The trappers are the best. They're this. You learn so much about all the wildlife and how important it is to take excess animals out of the system so that others can flourish and survive. And the fur market was, you know, remember when we did the D-Day show, we was talking about, look what the trappers did in World War II. They provided the fur for jackets for the military. And it was unbelievable. They provided the grease and oil and stuff to make things. And hunting and, you know, the entire ecosystem out there, everything involved that, you know, people love to see deer and the little critters and stuff. And it's the hunters. It's trapping and hunters that have allowed that. And with our trapping being attacked, look what's happening now with there's so many more critters out there, those raccoons and skunks and things and possums and get, you know, they're killing nesting birds and they're killing turkey nests, stuff, because people don't trap anymore because the perception in the general public that doesn't know any better, these very heavy funded, big funded, millions of dollars places go out there and attack trapping and hunting and wildlife. And it's false. It's a false pretense. It's not true. It's the hunters and that support the wildlife. It's the reason we have wildlife, and they don't realize that. And they, people just, they listen to these people get on TV and talk and play the sad songs with
the love,
little animals.
Love
you know,
fishies. And
my goodness, the only reason they get to enjoy wildlife is because of the hunters.
Well, if you look in Africa, how many areas were where hunting, professional hunting is approved and paid for, those wildlife, their populations are all growing.
Right.
The places
they feed so many people in Africa with hunting, it's unbelievable. That's another show. And with that, we're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to talk some fishing because we're into June. We're into fishing stuff. We're going to talk with Billy and Milo and talk a little fishing. And then this week's story time, we're going to go back and do the infomercials. Okay, we're going to talk about infomercials in the hunting market. So with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.